Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Amos, the Managing Director at Techstars Austin. Gaper, Amos, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So, interesting times, Corona and everything, you know. So, let's start with your book, you know, Sell More Faster and How to Sell More Faster During These COVID Times, right?
Yeah. So I think that's an interesting place to start. And you know, the book is a little bit of an intentional misnomer. The intention is to help someone sell more faster. But really the way to think about it is to start slower by being very disciplined. And I think that the principles, particularly the principles in chapter 1 and 2, are more critical now than ever. And, you know, summing it up, it's basically being very rigid about defining what I call your W3. Who are you selling to? What are they buying from you? And why do they buy it from you? And I think now more than ever, when there isn't excess capital flowing from venture capitalists and there isn't, companies aren't spending freely. In fact, they're locking down spending. It becomes even more important to really understand your W3 and the most specific narrow version of that, so that you have the best chance for success. So I actually think it's really, really, really relevant right now. And I would argue, you know, you can go and read the first 2 chapters on Amazon for free without paying for it. So go do that. And if you like the book, great, go buy it. But if nothing else, you'll get some value from those first couple of chapters.
No. So now coming down to your experience, it has a lot of experience with startups, you know, and you've been part of 6 or 8 companies that eventually got acquired. You co-founded a couple of them as well. Then your extensive experience at Techstars, right?
Yeah.
So I know it's still in early times to form an opinion, but, you know, we've been hearing stories coming out of Bay Area that multiple VCs are rethinking their investment thesis, the startups, the accelerators are being forced to go virtual, you know, and it has all, the startup community has always been about a close niche network effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you see this evolving, or do you see any disruption in the accelerator business model evolving as well?
Yeah, I have a few opinions here. One, I think accelerators become more important than ever, as startups are looking for ways to make sure that they can sustain through this time. So there's sort of like multiple facets to my response. One is, I think that, you know, there's an exposure to what venture capital is versus how the world views it becomes very apparent in a time like this. And this is not to mean to be a slight against venture capital, but I think the world sees venture capital as fueling innovation, and they're put on this earth to help startups succeed. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. Venture capital is about capital preservation. And so when you have a tough time like this, it makes it much harder for a venture capitalist to invest and to take risks. And so, you know, so there's a couple parts of that. One is, I think that it becomes imperative for companies to be really, really metrics driven and become capital efficient. They should be looking with the eye that they won't raise any outside capital for 12 to 24 months.
Yeah.
And they need to really think about it that way. And you can say, oh, I don't think it's going to last that long. Oh, it may not. But if you prepare yourself for that, you're setting yourself up much better for success.
Yeah.
And so there's that. And then I think that, you know, so you have that. And I think that positions accelerators really well. You can say quick hello. This is my daughter saying hello. And I'll talk to you in just a minute. Okay, sweetie? What's your question? Yes, you can.
But I need to get my head.
You can go get him. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, we're okay.
Yeah.
So,
And so I think I think accelerators are become more important now than ever, which is, you know, if you look at what an accelerator should be doing, is they should be helping entrepreneurs figure out the best way to navigate any time and how you get wind in your sails for the best possible outcome. And not that venture capitals don't want that also, but they come at it from a much different approach typically. So I think accelerators become really important for startups right now.
Got it. God. So going forward, you know, any three top pieces of advice that you would love to give to other young budding entrepreneurs, you know, or just starting out or at a seed or series A stage, you know, what would be your top three pieces of advice?
Yeah. One is build a financial model that you use that looks at how you survive and are funded by customers for the next 24 plus months.
Yeah.
Two is use the W3 method from Sell More Faster to figure out who those customers are. Mm-hmm. And then three, going back to one, constantly, weekly and monthly, revisit your plan and see how you're doing and adjust your plan based on what you're learning.
Okay. Last question, Amos. So, you know, at Gaper, remote working is something which is we've been advocating for some time. And due to these unfortunate times, everyone has been forced to go remote, even from traditional companies to startups and all. So do you have any experience of managing remote teams? If yes, you know, what are the three key productivity metrics do you think are essential of how to manage remote teams?
Yeah, I do have some experience managing remote sales teams for most of my career. And, you know, I think the key really is just to make sure you're, I don't know that much changes, really. I mean, you still have to like be checking in with your team members, right? Don't just assume that they want to be left to, left to themselves, because most people, they want to have some sort of contact. And be careful about being, I would say micromanaging, right? Some people need to be micromanaged, some people don't. But learn from your team members, like what they need to be successful, and treat them individually as such. But I think constant check-ins are really, really, really good. And in terms of productivity metrics, I really think that's going to vary from company to company. I mean, you know, if you're in sales, the ultimate metric is, are you closing business? But being really, you know, knowing that the patterns you've seen over the last one or two or three years are going to change. And so try to work with your team to understand how that's evolving. It doesn't mean that the numbers are going to, that you're going to sell less. It might mean you sell less. It might mean you sell more, but understand how that's going to evolve and be a little bit patient through this time with your team members.
Amos, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sorry we can speak for hours with you, but with the amount of information that we have, but you know, my marketing team is like, we have to keep it within 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.